Josh.
Happy New Year!
That's my impression of a kazoo.
Yes. All right. Here we are gathered here for the first time in 2018. And what are we going to do? We are going to get to our finalists for the Survivor Season 35 Wand Off.
Wow. I feel like we've been talking about this for quite some time.
And we are
both like closing out 2017 and ushering in 2018 with a wand off. Highly controversial.
Usher Johnning.
I'd forgotten about Usher John. That was great. I really do wish that had caught on.
There was too much there. Anyway, Josh, people from the inception of the wand off said, either can it be its own thing or can it just be its own thing? But for the first time ever, the wand off is its own thing, like David Pumpkins.
Oh, my God. Any questions?
Yes,
so many.
So many
questions. Many questions.
Yes. Okay. So we have a lot of different stuff to get to here today that if you guys were not paying careful attention to the rules of the wand off, there was a great Reddit thread a couple of weeks ago about the full bylaws of the wand off.
Yeah. Thank and I don't know if like... Were they all correct or were some of them just assumed? I mean, I guess like the wand off is kind of a hard thing to know, like what it really is. It's an ever evolving beast.
Yeah, we'll finalize the bylaws for season 36. But
oh my God,
happened.
Is that an official announcement that season 36 is going to include a wand off?
Did the wand off get renewed? I thought so.
I figured the wand off probably got renewed, much to the chagrin of the wand off haters.
Yeah,
it's wand on, baby.
So the wand off, when it comes back in season 36, so everybody knows that we had a weekly contest every week. We allowed the listeners of the podcast to vote. The tabulator, Kurt Clark, looked at all of the votes, threw out anything that was deemed to be irregular, like a million votes coming from one specific office park. And then from there,
it happened like three times at least. Just crazy to me.
From there, you got an entry into the final wand off that we crowned a winner every week. There were a number of people that had multiple entries. What they basically got to do was block other people from joining the final wand off. And we allowed people a week or so to send us in their entries. And we are going to play the final project of all of the winners of this season's wand off that submitted one.
Wow. So here we are in the midst of the final wand off, which must mean we have, what, 13 songs to get through today?
No. There were a number of people that were multiple winners. So I have six final wand off entrants to play for you today.
Okay. Six sounds like this sounds like the most reasonable wand off in wand off history. You know, it's a limited number of music, a limited number of songs. It is its own podcast, so if you're not into the wand off, you know to avoid it completely. Like, this is very manageable.
It's very manageable, so we'll get to all of that. And then also, just to give you a heads up on what else is coming up this week, The Amazing Race 30, one of your favorites, Josh, is back. And for The Amazing Race 30, that it's not a big all-star season, it's just their 30th season.
It's just their 30th season. That's right. You know, we don't need to treat every number like it's a milestone. Mm-hmm. It's just TAR 30.
Yeah, so Amazing Race 30 is coming back. So look for our podcast coverage kicking off on Wednesday night. And I'm sure we'll have some more Survivor fun along the way as we probably will catch up with a couple of the cast members as we get ready for the March to Ghost Island coming up in just a couple of weeks.
Including, I hope to hear from a million-dollar wand-off fan, Ben Driebergen, at some point down the line. He's been so kind to us. Like we said during the Happy Holidays wand off, the holiday winter wand off.
The wand off. I'm an advocate for the wand off, so all you haters out there, just quit. The wand off is here to stay. I will do what I can to make it its own podcast or whatever. Actually, it's his deal.
Okay. All right. But look, we have Ben Dreebergen's support. We should have yours also.
Also, okay. Wand off's here.
All right, Ben, all the best you can.
Wanda!
Yeah, but we do appreciate Ben Dreebergen's support of the Wandoff. It's nice to get a Survivor winner on board with what we're doing here.
Yes, yes. And definitely not a controversial winner at all. So this should be
much
very,
like the Wandoff. He's the Wandoff of winners.
Yes, that is perfect. He really, really is. Oh, my God. With an incredible Wanda impression to boot. So I'm happy with that. That's a fantastic, fantastic development.
Okay, before we kick off our final wand off here today, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for the final wand off. And those are our friends over at Beach Body On Demand. I know the most common New Year's resolution, besides from trying to listen to the wand off two times a week, is probably people want to get in shape. And Beachbody On Demand, I started doing it last year as my New Year's resolution for 2017. And guess what? It's 2018, and I'm still doing it, Josh, because Beachbody On Demand, it's an online fitness streaming service that gives you unlimited access to a wide variety of highly effective world-class workouts, personalized to meet your needs. Stop right there, as Wanda would say, before you go any further to go to some gym and like plunk down an expensive monthly membership. Listen to Beachbody On Demand, because you can do all of the same exercise that you would be leaving your house to go do from the comfort of your own home. And you can do it on any computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, any other web-enabled device. Believe me, if it was hard, I couldn't do it. I would procrastinate. And if it was inconvenient, there's no way I'd be keeping up with it, because
this is very intriguing for me as somebody who, like, I really do feel like the time has come. I need to drop some pounds. It just has to happen for me. And it's not going to happen on its own. But at the same time,
how cold is it outside, by the way?
It's really cold. It's really cold. We could really use some of that global warming here on the East Coast. And I'm deeply afraid to go outside just generally. So this might be a good fit. That Beachbody.
No need to go to the gym or schedule a class. Everything is right there on your personal device. All you need, you get some dumbbells, you can get some resistance bands. There are things that are more of the cardio variety. Workouts like Pyo, P90X, Insanity, 21 Day Fix, T25, 3-week yoga retreat with Vitas. So Beachbody On Demand is there for you. Look, I full disclosure, I don't do it every single day, but I do it a couple days a week. It's there when I need it, and it's much better than paying for some expensive gym membership. Give it a try. Over 1 million people have checked out Beachbody On Demand. They've got a great free trial membership for our listeners to try out. Text the word ROB to 303030, like the Amazing Race season. You'll get full access to the entire platform for free. All of the workouts and nutritional information is free. Just text the word ROB to 303030. And with that, Josh Wiggler, are you ready to final wand off?
As ready as I'll ever be. Yeah, I think I am. From Europe, it's happening. The final wand off.
Yes, it's all happening, Josh. So this is very exciting. We'll have to say that your entry to open up the final wand off, I'm afraid I have to say, it was disqualified, though.
Whoa! Shut up, Tim! Shut up! I got shut up, Timmed!
It's the final wand off.
Our finalists can breathe easy.
That's tough. That's tough. Also, shout out to Luke Beckstrom, who messaged me on Facebook with a final wand off of his own that I couldn't download and send your way. But
oh, I guess, well, so, have no fear,
so
Josh.
He was DQ'd as well.
If it's our total request hour, here's Luke Beckstrom.
Oh, you got it.
It's the final wand off. Wand off. Wand off. Wand off. Wand off. Wand off. Wand off.
Oh, this is the worst. Oh, Luke, you're the best, but that was the worst. I don't know. It's like the end of The Good Son, and I've got Shut Up Tim's version in one hand and Luke Beckstrom's in the other, and I think I'm letting them both drop. I'm just going to push myself up with my new beach bod.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what's going on.
All right, so some business to take care of. Of course, last week we dropped the holiday wand off on you guys, and we allowed people to vote on one of the 8 entrants into the holiday wand off, and you guys participated, where Jason L. came in 3rd place with the Witches song. That was the Alvin and the Chipmunks parody.
That was delightful.
The
very
great
delightful.
Jason Rivera came in 2nd with the Stephen Fishback themed Challenge at Night. And the winner of the holiday wand off, giving them their 3rd victory of the season, it was Jenny and Colin with Santa Tony.
Wow.
Santa Tony, find an idol under the tree or 3. Probes, can you validate these? Santa Tony, join me in your spy shack tonight.
There you go, Santa Tony.
There was such great use of Tony's llama talk in the holiday wand off. Was one of the unexpected treats. Also great to hear that song again to remind me of the low-hanging fruit that I missed in not singing Santa Casey at the Forest Coast of Casey Kasem last week. So just a little bit of retroactive redemption.
Okay. Well, speaking of the late, great Casey Kasem, it would not be a final wand off without welcoming in the ghost with the most, the host of the wand off. Here is Casey Kasem.
Rob, Happy New Year. Very excited.
Casey. Oh my gosh. Happy New Year, Casey.
I've been catching up on Black Mirror all the way over the holiday season, and I think I might be trapped in one of those episodes.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Casey, is the wand off Black Mirror or Arrested Development?
It's both. It's both.
Hey, Casey, just as a request, I don't know if this is kosher to do, but we've made it this far into the final wand off without playing the traditional wand off theme music. Do you think that we could just like blast that one time before we get into the final 6 songs?
Here's this week's special long distance dedication. It goes out to Tyler Weigert.
Stop right there. You want to know right now. Before you go any further, this is Wanda, and you're in my arena if you need to. You can straight up leave here. It would make me so happy for the rest of my life if you'd shut the shirk up and just eat your damn rice. It's the Wanda. Straight up leave here, but it'll make you so happy for the rest of your life if you turn the songs up and turn out to me nice. You ought to know right now before you go any further. It's the wand off. It'll be here forever.
All right. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Santa Casey, if I may still call you that.
You may. Josh, we're getting the new year started off right by cleaning out some of the clutter. What I'm saying is we got a couple of entrants in between the finale and now. People that either didn't know the rules or couldn't help themselves. So we have a few.
Wow, just sneaking into the final wand off by saying, nope, I am not going to follow these very clearly laid out rules. I am barreling into the final wand off regardless of your request. I'm into it. I like that. You know, we make our own rules here in the wand off. That's great.
Like Outback Steakhouse. Right. Here's a couple of honorable, dishonorable mentions just to whet your appetite. First, here's Will with his own special wand off theme.
That's it.
Up next.
That's it. There's nothing further.
That's it.
That's a great ringtone. Oh my God.
Next up is Stephanie B, and she's got a special song just for Josh Wiggler about his man crush of the season, Devin Pinto.
Devin, hey there, Devin, make me nervous, think my heart just skipped a beat, and I seem to find the happiness I seek. When we're out together talking in
Fiji. Oh man, I did love Devin. I don't know why I said did, like he's gone. I think he's still out there, I hope. Oh my gosh. I almost tried to record a holiday wand off the other week, which would have been to the tune of a great Jesus Christ Superstar classic, Heaven on Their Minds, Devin on Their Minds. But I was in a hotel and felt uncomfortable singing into the microphone.
It didn't just come together.
No, yeah. It didn't happen. It didn't happen.
Turning to the finale. There were a couple of listeners that wanted to weigh in on what went down with this final three. Here is Rory talking about Ryan's appearance in the finals.
Too bad the jury didn't believe him at final tribal when he pleaded. I controlled the entire game. I'm not dumb and shy like you think. Puppeteered everyone, providing a camp I've never done.
Another hit jam from Kelly Bruno Mars.
Did we ever get any Rhinel Richie all season long? That never happened. That never happened. A shame. That's an opportunity for next season for somebody to submit some Lionel Richie, that Casey Kasem may change the name of the singer. So just throwing that out there for anyone who wants to catch that softball and pocket it for Ghost Island.
Then we've got one more honorable mention, and this is all about this season's runner-up, Chrissy. Here's what's coming in from Graham.
Hey there, Miss Hoffbeck, you have won immunity. You tied the record for most challenges. You're in the final three, yes you are. A reward for making it this far. You work so hard. But now this twist has come randomly into the game. And now Ben has one more chance to win. Oh, isn't it a shame? Yes it is. His fire burned higher than Devin's. Now the win is his. Oh, this twist screwed over Chrissy. Oh, it screwed over Chrissy. Oh, this twist screwed over Chrissy. Oh, it screwed over Chrissy. Screwed over Chrissy.
A beautiful song from the Plain White T-Birds.
Oh, I thought that was Hey There Delilah by Brandon Hans. I must have gotten that confused somewhere along the way.
All right, now let's get into our top six. There were eight different musical acts that won a wand off this season. We'll hear from six of them here in the final wand off. We did not get an entry from the week two winner, Eliza M., and we did not get an entry from the great Alex G., who was vacationing this week.
My heart goes out to anyone who is heartbroken about this. I myself included. Just gonna say, hey there, Eliza.
Mm-hmm.
We missed your wand off here in the final wand off. Would have been nice. Would have been nice to have you guys along for the ride. Say lovey.
The seating in the final wand off is based on number of wand offs won. So first up
It was way back in week three when Shannon and Will won one of the first Wandoffs of the season. They're back with a medley all about season 35 of Survivor.
Wanda, 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 Wanda. I now see that twists are essential to players making big moves. Now I think that we have potential to have 47 in years. So prepare for more twists without warning. Prepare for more things without clues. A shining new era is glistening nearer.
What's an island with ghosts?
Just listen to Probst. I know you don't want it, but you'll learn to love it. And idols that every man gets. Final tribal with 8 people left. Be prepared.
Look at this stuff, isn't it neat? Wouldn't you think my collection's complete? Wouldn't you think I've got all the idols in the game? I've got gameplay and big moves aplenty. I've got a new twist at the final four. You want idols? I've got 20. But who cares? No big deal. I want more. I want to win on finale night. I want them to show my winner package. Talking to no one at the reunion but me. Under a raft, next to a rock, up in the trees, hidden in my soul.
Well, Bendry Bergen had those 40 things, and they're here hidden in my boot. Well, I'm in luck, cause while they sleep, I go searching and find the loot.
I've got some power in my corner now. So many twists, you think that it's a sham. I've got a bomb, cause boom, you roll your eyes. But all I gotta do is search the camp, and I'll say,
Mr. Jeff Probst, sir, here's idols 2 and 3. Let me ruin your game now, every round. You ain't never met a bit like me.
Well, Wanda, this is the meta game, and I'm in the final 3. I'm in the mood to beat the surfer, dude. You ain't never met a bit like me.
Wah, 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 Wanda, wah, 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 Wanda, wah, 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 Wanda.
You ain't never met a bit like me.
All right, that was Shannon and Will with the Disney medley.
Oh, my God. They are definitely clinching the Disney vote, or the Disney boat, I should say. I believe it was the great Keith Nail who said, Survivor isn't fun. Going on a Disney cruise is fun.
Is that what he said?
I don't think that's the exact quote, but I think it is close. Maybe a word off in there. Wanda.
All right. Number 2 in our final Wandoff comes from Eric H., who won the week 4 Wandoff. Here he is with a song all about what went down this season in Survivor Triple H.
Let's sit back and listen to a story about season 35 and all of its glory. First one voted out was hero Katrina Radke, followed by Pugal Simone. She BM'd in the sea. Next was a blind side of my man, the wild Banshee. And then Alan was ousted by a guy who is douchey.
My bad.
Next victims before the merge were Rourke and Ali. All because they were in Chrissy and Ryan's territory. Now here comes the merge with Steak and Chocolate from the Aussies. Jessica, the first casualty, she didn't even make the jury. Splitting the votes now, say bye-bye to Desi. Cole was next to go. He really needed to win immunity. You know, we had a blindside coming. Poor JP,
and things like that.
Joe had to go because he would never suck the cap of the Neep. Lauren became a target because of that extra vote she had was key. She doesn't have a thing, but now gone is Ashley. Her idol from Ben means we were robbed of more Dr. Mike Z. Then we had this twist at the final 4-y. Devin's game was done now. Lots of hype on that debris. Now we'll show down here at the final 3. Now who to vote for? Ben, Ryan, or Chrissy? Lots of questions remain from a certain degree. Did Ben win just because he was a Marine? Did Chrissy get robbed like season 32's Aubrey? Would Ryan come to a sad birthday party for me? Now at last, I got to do something with honesty. I enjoyed these players and the season. I don't care if you disagree. Person rules over bold strategy and tricks. Ropes. Win immunity. Save at tribal council, y'all. Person rules over bold strategy and tricks. Ropes. Win immunity. Save at tribal council, y'all.
That was an incredible job by the Wu Trang clan.
Not the Wu Huang clan?
The Wu Tai Trang clan.
Okay, got it. Oh my God. Boo Girl Simone with the BM in the C is the line of the final wand off so far, just to say, just to put that out there. That was very funny. Terrible, but great.
Our third entry into the final wand off comes from one of our late winners in the season. This is from Becky and Taylor, who are taking a look as well at season 35 as a whole.
Nice.
Day 33, Ben played an idol. Lauren's torch was snuffed at tribal. Whoa! Day 36, Ben found an idol again.
Should we just church this up?
When he pulled the idol out with a big explosive sound. Chrissy's not impressed and Ashley went home anyway.
Well, I think that's a little bit more extreme than it needs to be.
Day 37 after tribal. Lucky Ben finds his third idol under the raft where Joe looked on day 5.
I think it's a raft. It looks like a raft.
Ben went surging all night.
Then they had to vote out Mike.
Cause they slept instead of playing the game.
You may be right.
It may be rigged.
Devin just might be the robbed goddess of Triple H. The final four.
A fire challenge.
It may be rigged, for all I know,
Devin was robbed.
That is not an advantage.
Wanda.
Remember Riley's pre-merge boot.
Rourke and Jess missed jury too. They said Chrissy's threatened by strong women.
And then Desi went home next.
Cause she was a challenge threat. And she trash-talked Chrissy in her interview.
Big boobs and teeth.
Now think of all the older women.
Lost the game cause of sexism. She might be as abrasive as they say.
Stacy's mom.
But she won immunity. 4 times more than you or me. And Chrissy really should have won the game.
You may be right.
It may be rigged.
Chrissy just might be the robbed goddess of Triple H. It's too late to fight. They can't change their votes now.
You may be wrong. For all I know, Ben deserved to win.
I don't think that Ben just necessarily blew up the entire game. I think it's just a little ridiculous. That's all.
Oh, Lordy.
Lordy.
Wow.
That was a classic hit from the Piano Manna.
The Piano Manna. You've been pronouncing it all the way through to the end. Oh my God. Some like true
righteous
fury. I was
referring
fury.
To the Mana tribe from Game
yeah,
Changer.
I get it. We were trying, this is a different season we're talking about here. Some real, some fury, some fire to that one. Also a little sad that there was no, you may be right. You may be Casey in there. I think would have been nice, but great job. Always happy to hear some Billy Joel in the house.
People are expressing themselves in song here in the final Wandoff. Adam B. also was left dismayed by the latest twist to hit Survivor. Here is his ballad all about Survivor's Final Four.
Oh, no.
I know this song should summarize the best of season 35, but I am still not over that finale. If you're not safe at Final Four, you lose the challenge, you're no more. If the other three decide that you're not worthy, it's Survivor, not Big Brother. No more twists, Jeff, just let shoehorn themes to idols play. Even Sierra Dawn Thomas on Game Changers. We could have had a final three with Devin Ryan and Chrissy. That did not involve a personal favor. We want Survivor.
brought a tear to my eye, that beautiful ballad from Leonard Sean Cohen.
Jebediah Kovath, what's up? Oh my God, hallelujah indeed. Oh, now I'm like depressed. This is supposed to be the final wand off. This is supposed to be fun and light and filled with levity.
To be fair, those rules were never posted on Reddit.
Adam B, once again, what a killer voice. Great stuff. Great stuff.
Our fifth entry into the final wand-off comes from a two-time wand-off winner. It's DJ LaBelle Klein, who went in a different direction with a song that was not specifically centered around season 35. Here's DJ LaBelle Klein.
R-H-A-P, this one is a meta song. R-H-A-P, and it is a bit too long. R-H-A-P, not about the finale. R-H-A-P, which was fine to me, but I'd much rather sing a song about the podcast, not the show. Are you ready? Here we go. Let's start it off with Ropsy. Steven gives a fishy. Mike and Liana, they run the B&B. And Josh with the Wonder Ropsy. One plus one is not three, unless you let Kalish do the math. Then listen to Jess and David. Know the rules, obey it, or they will dissect the reason that you lost. And though your head may be spinning, I'm only beginning, because I'm going to name off all the guests. There's T-Berg, Zeke, Dom, Colin, Cash, Kurt, Corin, Kevin, AJ, Max, Brad, Monica, then Hannah, Haley, Puya, Nicole, the First Lady, Mayo, Fairplay, Megan, Z, Nick, Gaia, Danza, Todd, Alley, Bryce, Belky, Paul, Sophie, Bowser, Bree, Brett, Jeremy, Dalton, Angie, the LFC, Jessica, Lee, Antonio, Tyson, David, Ethan, Jordan, Kiva. And of course we have the live show, New York, Austin, Reno. If you didn't go, then you were missing out on Kim, Burton, Hammonds, Missy, Reynolds, Mike, and Suri, Adam, Brett, and Colby, Donald, Son. I'm sure there are people I've missed. I hope they are not pissed. Final shout out to the editors and patrons. Last, our hustler, healer, hero, Rob, Sestra, Nino. Thank you for the ride. I can't wait till we get to season 36. Big brother, an amazing race will be my fix. Till then, congrats to Ben. Last mention to Casey Kasem. I guess I have too much free time to sit and think of words that rhyme. I just want to juice it up. I thank you all.
Okay, okay.
I can't.
The can't Stafford.
That was the dumbest thing that's ever
happened. DJ LaBelle Klein, two-time wand-off winner.
Oh my God, that's too good. Wow. And then it's a shame that we have to disqualify it because he mentioned Nick Majorano in the song.
But not in the Reddit rules.
Yeah, it's not in the Reddit rules. I guess I can't just make that up for the final wand off. People are going to accuse me of rigging the final wand off. Oh my God. Wow. It's good to have a big belly laugh to ring in the new year. Jeez, okay. That was.
And then we have one final entry here into the finals. And it comes to us from three-time wand off champion. It's Jenny and Colin. They've got a song about the finale of season 35.
I see a veteran Marine whose name is Ben. Church it up, church it up. Will he drop another Ben bomb?
Ben's fire is lighting. Now he's in the final three.
Moms are heroes.
Moms are heroes.
So give me votes. Besides, Ben was just so-so.
He was so-so.
I'm just a bellboy. Nobody loves me.
He is just a bellboy sitting in the final three. Got dragged along by an actuary.
Desi, Cole, JP, Joe, for whom will they vote?
Devin Pinto.
Mike, Steven, Massimo.
Go,
passing votes.
Rimmera.
From her hypo.
Her hypo.
Million. Won't go to a go.
To a go.
But
don't boast.
Maybe make a toast.
Here comes props.
For the final time, let's vote.
Oh, Mama Mena, Mama Mena.
Mama Mena, first name Joe.
Beelzebub, survivor devil's gonna vote for me. For me. For me.
So you thought that this season would end in a tie. Oh no, Ben Reaver can beat out Chrissy and Rye. The jury gave their votes to the Marine. They couldn't get out, they couldn't get Ben out of here.
That was the latest from the band Queen Stays Queen.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen.
Yeah, the Yes Queen. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
You can cast your vote for the winner of the final Wandoff by going to robhasawebsite.com/votewanda. We'll keep the poll open for 1 week's time so you can go ahead and cast your vote and watch Wandoff videos all season long at robhasawebsite.com/wandoff videos for the final time in season 35. Casey Kasem out. Oh, Casey, thank you so much for...
Wait, Casey, are you really going to leave here without the without revealing the ballots of who won the final Wandoff? This is like, oh my gosh. I feel like I'm on Survivor at the end of day 39, and now we're like in that terrible wait period together. We have to wait
the
until
next
the reunion.
Time you see me, I'll be at the reunion to count the votes.
Talking to none of the Wandoff finalists.
Yes, and by reunion show, we will not be talking to anybody affiliated with the Wandoff. We're going to talk to the people that are going to be in next year's Wandoff.
Oh, man.
We got a great Wandoff next season. We got a lot of different songs, a lot of different instruments.
Oh my God. Oh gee. Oh boy.
We've got kazoo from Shut Up Tim that's gonna be there. Got disqualified this year. We're bringing it back next season.
Oh God. I need a break. I need a minute to collect myself.
Also, we're gonna have a tambourine that was left at my house by Nick Majorano.
No! Reverse the curse!
Oh my God, Josh, can you believe it? Can you believe the final Wandoff was here?
Was that about what
you were expecting? I am deceased.
Yeah. I am deceased. I am not alive anymore. You will find me on Ghost Island.
Yes. Yeah, wow.
Oh my God, indeed. Wow, yeah, that was great. That was terrific. I am thoroughly cracked up. I hope that people thought that was as funny as I did, because I thought that was
some very talented people out there in the audience.
Oh,
really,
you guys are great. Yeah. You guys are great. Listen, you know, for the people who don't care for the Wandoff, totally fine. That's, you know, it's a personal preference, taste preference. That's totally great. But the people who created the Wandoff this year, the people who contributed and put yourselves out there, whether you are just funny and not necessarily the best singer on the planet, or if you're a really great singer, or if you're both, or if you just wanted to participate and just, you know, be part of something ridiculous. Please know that you were bright shining lights in this last part of the year for me, and I cannot wait to keep it going throughout 2018. The Wandoff has been a huge, huge highlight of my life for the past several months, and I'm sad that we are now in the period of time for the next few weeks. No Wandoff, but we'll be back. It'll be back early March. Yeah. Wandoff returns.
And in all seriousness, I know there were a lot of people that really hated the Wandoff, or there was a loud group of people that really hated the Wandoff that would tell us often about how much they did not like it. But we heard a lot from people who really loved it. And I think it was a really positive thing for the fandom as a whole, because I think that it was a way that if you were a person who really had a strong feeling about something, or if you really loved one of the contestants. It was a way that you were able to express yourself, that that thing would be, that opinion would be heard in a way that would be, you know, spread out across whatever sort of like podcast sphere of influence we have. It was a way to sort of get a joke or an idea out there. And I thought that that was a really cool thing this season.
That's a really good point. Yeah, I think that just like the sense of community, you know, there's a great sense of community in the Survivor family that sometimes takes darker turns. And this is a real left turn, you know, a sharp curve. You know, this is like the Pacific Coast Highway of Survivor podcasting. But it was a beautiful thing. It really, really was. And I think that's a spectacular point. And it was really fun to get all of you guys contributing. So even if you weren't a final wand off finalist, you are special to me.
Okay.
So thank you very much. Tremendous stuff. Tremendous stuff.
All right. Busy week coming up. We'll get back into News AF. Of course, The Amazing Race is coming back on Wednesday as well. Be on the lookout for that. And plus, we'll have plenty more to do coming up in January, including Stephen Fishback and I giving out some relationship advice. If you have a question
which
for that show.
I cannot believe that that's a thing, which I
it's Stephen's dream, Josh. Don't poo-poo it.
Who am I? Who am I? Steven needs no help with the poo-poo. So, you know, who am I to dump all over his dreams with a Z?
KIA at robinswebsite.com if you want to get questions in for that. We'll be working on getting some Survivor off-season stuff lined up as well. Josh, anything of note that you want to let people know about?
No, I'm going to be a little quiet for the next couple of weeks. I'm working on things.
I've got a video that I am posting to our Rehapisodes as well. That's our web series that I put up on Patreon all about my night going to the Survivor finale. If you are interested in that or if you're already subscribed to the Rehapisodes videos, be sure to check that out on Patreon. That should be up now at the time that you guys are listening to this. Go to robisawebsite.com/patron for more information on that. Josh, we have one final thing to play here at the end of the show. I will say,
oh, no.
this is something that came into us. We got a bonus submission from Jenny and Colin. It is NSFW. So I think if you have, I know that the wand off is a family friendly thing and people, you know, sit around the old podcast machine with the whole family huddled up with hot cocoa. I will say,
Sarah, turn it off. Turn it off. Yeah. Spare the children.
I will say that this one is not going to be suitable for all audiences and probably not even most audiences. But here is, I will play this for you. You cannot vote for this. But this is a bonus submission that we got from Jenny and Colin all about Dr. Mike.
Yo, it's Dr. Mike from Survivor here. Let's talk about something serious. Don't stick things in your penis. But if you do, make sure you can get it out. Otherwise, you know where to find me.
Stuffing dicks ain't so nice. And if it's shoved in the too tight, baby, you can go see Dr. Mike. Yeah, you can go see Dr. Mike.
Stuck something onto your love pipe. If you can't take it off yourself, man, you should go see Dr. Mike. Yeah, you should go see Dr. Mike. I'm here to tell you not to stick shots of glass inside you, phone calls or a note to leave your dick alone, dude. And if your erection's still here 5 hours or longer, come see me, I swear.
Yeah, and if you've been naughty with your body, come and see your boy. I won't tell nobody you had it in. Lots to get your dick on a diet. Tell the mother sex doctors be quiet.
In your dick found a twist tie. That must have been a wild night, man. You should go see Dr. Mike. Yeah, you should go see Dr. Mike.
Ejaculate 21 times. You could do a few in one night, baby. You should go see Dr. Mike. I said you should go see Dr. Mike.
That was the latest from Urology's top rapper, UTI. Thank you. Good night.
No.